What's up, everybody? Another day, another dollar. Today is Thursday, November 19th, 2020, and these are the top five things to watch today on Wall Street. Let's start it off with number one. Coronavirus cases are soaring across the U.S., and that is leading a handful of states and cities to reimpose lockdowns and social distancing restrictions to try to slow the rapid spread of the disease ahead of the upcoming winter season. The number of nationwide COVID-19 hospitalizations rose to a new record high of over 79,000, while the death count hit its highest since early May. New York City, for example, will close its public schools from today. So good luck to all the parents to young children out there in the Big Apple. Public health professionals are also urging people to give up on holiday gatherings, with the Thanksgiving holiday just a week away. On to number two. A new study released earlier this morning showed the COVID-19 vaccine being created by the University of Oxford and AstraZeneca triggered a strong immune response in older adults. Phase 3 trials of the vaccine are still ongoing, with early efficacy readings possible in the coming weeks. Just a heads up, folks, this week's Investing.com financial markets related cartoon will have something to do with the vaccine developments and their impact on the stock market. So stay tuned for that later on. On to number three. Stocks on Wall Street are pointing to a flattish to lower open this morning. The Dow futures are pointing to a loss of about, 40 points right now. Futures on the S&P 500 and NASDAQ were also indicating a slightly negative start for the two indexes. The pre-market moves come one day after the major averages on Wall Street closed lower for the second straight session due to worries over rising COVID-19 cases across the country. The biggest question in the markets right now is whether the negative headlines of soaring virus cases and renewed lockdowns is enough to derail the positive developments seen on the vaccine front. Good news about potential vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna had helped push the Dow and S&P 500 to a record high earlier in the week. On to number four. In earnings, Macy's leads the earnings parade today, with the struggling department store retailer reporting disappointing results ahead of the opening bell this morning. Shares are down about 3% after it said third quarter comparable sales tumbled 20% year over year. Macy's stock has lost around half its value this year as it struggles to find ways to win over shoppers during the coronavirus pandemic. And finally, number five, on the data front, initial jobless claims due at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time will be the main event on the economic calendar. Analysts on average are expecting that 707,000 Americans likely applied for unemployment benefits last week. That would be little changed from the total in the preceding week. However, if confirmed, it would still mark the lowest number since the coronavirus pandemic began in mid-March. You can track the data as it is being released in real time on investing.com's economic calendar. So that's it for me. Thank you for listening. Have a good day, everybody. May the trading gods be with you.